Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Into the 4 o'clock hour we go. Remember, short show, Ravens, Dolphins, next. 4:30 start. Yes. They'll be looking for their second win in a row.
Look out.
Yeah, they're coming.
It took Mike McDaniel a while, but he's finally figured it out, apparently.
Man,
for those
how the mighty have fallen, because Chris loved that guy.
Who didn't love him after he put 70 points on the Broncos?
I really enjoyed that.
That's a long time ago.
Sean
now.
Payton.
Anytime Sean Payton can get a 70 spot hung on him, I'm gonna be all for it.
Yeah.
For those who may not know, Game is on Prime Video, one of Chris's favorite streaming services.
Yes, and if you're wondering, I will not watch the game on streaming. I will just wait till the NFL Network shows it later tonight.
Scraby, will you be watching the game tonight?
Yeah, I'm a normal person who watches things live.
You'll be streaming.
I want to text Chris during games. Like, I want to go on our... I should not be looking at the TV right now. There's a very large Samoan man doing a dance shirtless. I want to text Chris during games and be, like, supportive. Like, hey, Chris, look at that. Tua throwing a touchdown pass. But I know Chris doesn't want that text.
I won't see it. You can text it. I'll see it after the game.
Help me. I mean, I'm looking to have a text combo with you right then and there.
Sorry.
It can't help you, sir.
Yep.
Sorry. Chris versus the fans, we are going to skip for today. We'll be back to it tomorrow. Before Tony gets into his stuff, I just got this push notification. Looks like George Springer back in the lineup for game 6.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. Says Blue Jays slugger George Springer reportedly expected to be back in action on Friday.
I wonder how long that's gonna last. Like, they set him the last two games with an oblique, but
So you don't think he could take a swing and be out of the game?
I think he could 100% take a swing and be out of the game.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see. And how will he look when he's in the lineup? Certainly, one thing Blue Jays have proven is that they don't really need him in the lineup in the last 2 days. They've found ways to win without him. So, Scrape, you mentioned, kind of hit on it a little bit. But, Chris.
Yeah.
This gambling saga continues to have different elements to it. And we've heard over the last, week that the NBA was kind of looking into ways to kind of combat what has happened. And it says, this report just dropped about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Sources say NBA and books review most vulnerable bets and wager. In the wake of the NBA betting scandal, the league and its partners, sportsbooks, continue to review what types of bets are most vulnerable to manipulation and how much bettors should be allowed to wager on such bets. Source familiar with the discussions told ESPN. Before the season, the NBA identified missed free throws, fouls, turnovers as types of wagers susceptible to manipulation and asked its partner sportsbooks not to offer those bets, according to the sources. FanDuel and DraftKings told ESPN they had agreed to the NBA's request. FanDuel did not offer such wagers in the past seasons. DraftKings had offered in-game betting on players making or missing free throws, but those offerings were not available before a game. The discussions, which are ongoing, also include what betting limits are appropriate for wagers that are most vulnerable to manipulation. The sources said betting limits on player prop bets are typically lower than on the point spread on game, for example. So it sounds like the NBA is trying to move pretty quickly here to shore.
They're trying to clean it up.
But I think you brought up a good point as we were talking about this during the break.
Well, yeah, sorry. What it's going to come down to is the NBA is going to ask FanDuel and DraftKings to wipe out either all or most of the prop betting, because the prop betting is the stuff that can be manipulated. All right, stuff like how many points is he going to score? Is he going to make a certain amount of free throws, et cetera, et cetera? So they're going to ask to stop it. The question is, who is going to wind up being more powerful in the end? Because I don't think FanDuel or DraftKings, correct me if I'm wrong, Scrabe, they want to keep the prop bets because they make good money on the prop bets. That's not right. not from cheating, but just from general.
That's where dummies like me go and try to make bets.
Okay,
and I do like a six-leg parlay, and
right,
then I go and
which
one
is
leg
why they
fails.
Probably don't want to get
so
it
they
up.
Don't
exactly.
want to get rid of the prop bets. So the question is, and Scrabe goes, and he's right, the NBA can say, all right, well, if you don't want to get rid of the prop bets, then we're not going to work with you anymore. But is that smart? Or can FanDuel and say, well, if you make us get rid of the prop bets, we're not going to advertise with you anymore.
See,
you're going to lose all that money. So who's more powerful here?
I think the NBA has lived without gambling.
FanDuel for a long time.
Okay. So I think they'll feel confident that
they can win this.
They're going to lose money. There's no doubt a lot of it. But ultimately, they can survive without it. I think FanDuel is it, or any
and
of
Draft
those.
DraftKings needs the NBA.
They need it. Because
so then if they show. So we can. I think we can tell by what happens here
100%.
Who feels they need who.
But
yeah. If the prop bets kind of go away, then I think FanDuel and those guys are giving in a little. And if the prop bets don't go away, then FanDuel and DraftKings just doesn't care.
Right. I mean, the NBA plays every single night. That's a lot of revenue for FanDuel and DraftKings. I don't think that they would be comfortable
they're not going to jeopardize
removing
that.
Themselves
they
from
have
it.
Been begging to get into professional sports
forever
and now that the gates are open
I know
I
but
just,
but are they going to like being held hostage by the NBA telling them what bets they can put up and what they can't?
I think they will too. FanDuel gets to run amok. They get to run amok everywhere else. They just
but don't you think if the NBA has them limit stuff, then baseball will have to do the same thing, and football
Rob,
will do the same
to Rob
thing.
Manfred, they feel like their system is working quite well.
Yes, and according to DraftKings, who part of the story told ESPN that the latest betting scandal actually shows just how the industry is effectively monitoring suspicious betting activity.
Oh.
Well, la-dee-da.
Spin doctor right there.
Yeah, so great for you, but the suspicious activity is still happening.
I don't disagree with that statement, but I don't think it's a benefit for you to point that out, that there's still nefarious betting things happening. I was reading a Rolling Stone. I don't even know if Rolling Stone's still a good magazine, but they were talking about the betting becoming a everyday thing for a lot of people. And there are more and more people that are filing for bankruptcy, and it has to do with losses due to betting. And I get it. It's on the individual to limit themselves, just like alcohol, just like anything else.
Right.
But I also think, you know, we don't see ads for cigarettes anymore on TV. We don't see certain things like that. But we are bombarded with those free money ads from FanDuel and DraftKings. And those free money ads, the free money isn't even money. It's like arcade tokens.
Oh, it's a joke.
You can't get that money out.
It's so cheating what they do. And you know what? I will tell you, I'm going to just, you know, tell you this. 25 years ago, I did a Monday night preview show on, you know, the big sports talk thing that we used to have here. Okay, the old station. And I did the Monday night pregame, and part of it was a commentary at the end of the show. And this is 25 years ago. I said, when is the NFL going to have somebody like Brett Favre stand up and warn people against the effects of gambling? Because back in those days, they did have a lot of those kinds of ads where Barry Sanders would say, hey, watch your drinking and driving. Or Brett, right, you know, something. Right, right, but they right. never had somebody say, be careful about gambling. But it's come to that, but it never stopped it from happening.
No.
Because
this isn't the first time the NBA has done this. When the Jonte Porter stuff went down last year, they asked all of their, you know, betting partners to ban, not to offer on the under on players who have 2-way or 10-day contracts. After the whole Jonte Porter suspension happened. Remember, he's banned for life. Player prop bets have become increasingly popular, particularly in the NBA, and represent a growing percentage of the amount wagered on basketball overall. They are especially popular in parlays, which increase payout amounts on winning bets. So I think we have reached a inflection point.
Maybe.
In terms of the sports entities taking this way more serious. I think Adam Silver is most likely embarrassed that his sport is at the forefront of this, but he also has a chance to kind of set how some of these sports entities are going to have to move in order to prevent this from happening to their sport.
The only way they're going to convince me and many others that they are really concerned about the effects of gambling is for one of these leagues to say, you know what? Yeah. You know, we're giving a lot of money
that's
away.
That's going to be the ultimate step.
But we're going to get the money somewhere else.
I don't know that.
And I don't think they're going to do
does
it.
Does that kind of encourage exist in today's day and age?
Nope. No.
It really doesn't feel like it.
The word spineless came to mind for some reason. I don't know why. But, like, I would watch NBA. If they were to come out and say, you know what, we don't need FanDuel.
You would watch
DraftKings.
Solely because of that.
Because I feel like that is showing me that they actually care.
Yeah.
And
They care. They do
they care. They care
but
about.
They're paying a lot of lip service at the moment, which is the same thing that the FanDuel guy is doing by telling us that this
it's working perfectly.
It's all working well. We got it under control. No, you really don't. And if Rob Manfred thinks that baseball has it all figured out, he's wrong too.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Prop bets are the only bets I think that people find really fun. Because the other bets, spread bet, you have to wait the entire game.
Not only that, you feel like you have less control.
Yeah, and instant gratification. Yeah, because you are choosing,
right.
I know this guy's going to get over 90 yards.
100%.
And then he's going to get like 10. And you're going to be like, what happened?
He's going to get 88 yards.
Well, yeah.
Because you didn't get the word that he's not playing until the second half.
All right, let's get to break on the other side. Gwen, Chris, pick 'em. NFL, next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, we only have a few minutes left to do our picks. Welcome back to the Gwen and Chris Fashion Review. That's right. Scraby will tell you what all the celebrities are wearing, as he did earlier.
Or just Sydney Sweeney.
Or just Sydney Sweeney,
really
apparently.
What I cared about earlier.
All right. Here we go. I lead 53-48. You picked up a couple of points last week, Tony, as I missed my two-point game, which was the Falcons to beat the Dolphins. That also took me out of the Survivor pool. There are only 13 people out there left in the Survivor, so good luck to the rest of you that are still alive. And, Tony, you get first pick this week with the you got the slate of games there, I assume?
I do.
All right. So you get the first choice, three-point pick. You're trailing 53-48. Still very close, a five-point spread.
I'll take Green Bay at home.
GB over Carolina. It seems like a good one. I also think there's another guarantee. Rams at home over the Saints. Saints are starting the rookie quarterback, Mr. Show. Shao? Scraby, do you know?
Shao.
Ow. All right, 2 points, Tony.
Two-pointer.
There's a lot of big numbers this week. Some 8 points spread, seven points.
Give me Detroit.
Detroit.
At home.
Home over Kevin O'Scraby's Minnesota Vikings. All right. That seems like a good pick there. I like to go with home teams. And you took the... I'm looking at the clock. Chargers not going to lose at Tennessee. Come on. Who else?
You don't trust it, huh?
Not a lot, but I'll take the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go!
Always worry about the Chargers. That ownership can rear its, you know, ugly at any time.
Someone told me that Dean Spanos was behind home plate or something at the Dodgers game.
That'll make you throw up a little in your mouth.
Go, Dodgers!
Baltimore.
1 point.
Tonight.
Taking the Ravens tonight. That seems smart. All right, all the big numbers are out of there. Who else do I like here? Nobody in particular. I don't really love New England over Atlanta. I think Atlanta might bounce back after that embarrassment. But there is absolutely nobody else. Scraby, find me someone.
The 49ers.
Pick. You feel good? At the Giants. Yeah, they bounce back. 49ers. I got you.
Thank you.
For 1 point. All right, Tony, give me an upset. If you get the upset straight up, you get those points that they're underdog by.
My upset will be... let's go... Wow. Yeah, let's go ATL.
Falcons. 5 points if it comes through. All right. I by the second quarter tonight, I'm going to be so mad that I said this.
Miami?
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins. At home. I'm hoping that what Scraby said is true, that Lamar is going to just be somewhat
what
rusty.
What is that, seven right there?
Seven if they win, yeah. Dolphins would be a seven.
I mean, the Ravens have not been good, even with Lamar.
They've only had like 1.5 games with Lamar.
He played four.
Did he play four games?
I'm pretty sure he played four.
He probably did, that's probably right.
He played four, and he did well, but the team didn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, blew three of those four games with fumbles by him,
Henry.
By Lamar and Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unlikely the Dolphins are going to win tonight. But the only other one I kind of liked was the Falcons, and you took that one, so that left me. All right, there's our picks. We'll see how it goes. We're almost halfway through the season.
That's crazy.
Dude, before you know it, I'm going to be leaving for spring training here. I'm just telling you. This happens very fast.
And
the football season is like a month left and then off to spring training.
Before you know it, we're all going to be asking Adam for time off during the All-Star break. And then we're going to be whining about how the Padres didn't hit in the playoff game and lost to somebody. And, you know, round and round it goes.
Hopefully we're still talking Padres baseball this time next year. That means that they went far.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It'd be nice.
Are there any last-minute stories that need tending to? Orlando's out to a 22-11 lead over Charlotte in an NBA game that absolutely no one cares about.
Thank you.
Sorry. It just popped up there. That was all I had.
I don't know what this is about, but it seems like it has something to do with gambling. The NCAA just hit my phone. The NCAA announced Thursday that it will implement player availability reports for the 2026 Whoa. Men's and women's basketball tournament in March.
Wow.
Sounds gambling related.
It's definitely gambling related.
We need to know who's playing so we can get the right bets down.
Team must submit their availability reports to the NCAA the night before its game and again 2 hours before tip-off, according to news release.
Whoever's in charge of that,
the reports will be made available to the public.
Transparency. Transparency.
Here's one for you if you're betting on the Cardinals. In football, Kyler Murray going to start against the Cowboys on Monday night.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's right. The Cardinals.
All right, that's it for the Dolphin pregame show. Enjoy the game, everyone. And we're back tomorrow. And we got a good one. Some Aztec football, basketball talk. Also, we got to get ready for SDFC over the weekend. All that's coming up tomorrow, along with a preview of Game 6 of the series.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.